Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 14. Living Without Regret. What now? In this lesson, we'll take a look at what now. What do you do with all the information that you have as a result of these previous lessons and learning to live without regret? Many read books or hear a series like this one, but rarely get around to acting on the principles and incorporating them into their lives. It's a lot to do alone, and the desire gets lost in the whirlwind of living. Now you are at choice. Will you do the hard work of implementing the practices to live without regret? Or will you open the way wide for regret to occur and then live with it as an all-too-often companion? Only you can be responsible for implementing, applying, and creating your own results. No one can do it for you. None of the work recommended in Without Regret or this lesson series is easy or creates overnight transformation. It's not a band-aid, and it's not magic. But the principles are effective. Real, meaningful change is hard work, and it takes time. Establishing and living on foundations such as these and facing difficulty as a learner takes diligence and courage. My request is that you take action now to form and perform your plans and transform regret. It's a process, and this journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. The very action of taking one small step is empowering, and the momentum from that one step can help you move to the next. As you act, you learn. Your initial work will not be pretty, clean, precise, or glorious. It might be very ragged and rough, but in the process, you will smooth it and clean it up. Action is the priority, not a smooth and clean product. The time to take action to live without regret is now, because the only guaranteed time you have is this moment. Most people need some support and help in getting into action and making good progress. So here are a few tips that might help. When you work with these principles of forming, performing, and transforming to live without regret, you will very likely lay a foundation that can position you, your family, and future generations to make a big difference in the world. You'll show up with people as more hopeful, grateful, and empowered. You'll have a brighter countenance. You'll live in a more evenly paced, uncluttered way. You'll resign from a victim mentality, and you'll make decisions that are more often for the best versus the good. You'll discover that some decisions are much simpler to make. You'll lower your stress level in some areas and eliminate things that you may be tolerating. You'll remove from your life people and things that drain you. And you'll clean up your life physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, and mentally. You'll discover that you're able to build reserves of energy in your life, physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, and mentally. And you'll learn to love yourself and others more. You'll find a step-by-step approach to getting what you now know into action in the book Without Regret. Should you live into late adulthood, you will naturally look into life's rearview mirror. Erik Erikson, psychosocial theorist of the 20th century, noted that depending on how we choose to view our lives, we experience something along a continuum between integrity and despair. Integrity, in this context, refers to a person's ability, as they approach the end of life, to integrate their life experiences and make sense of them in light of the whole, and achieve a positive evaluation of life, and be satisfied and content with it. No one does this perfectly. On the other end of the continuum is despair, regret, feelings of failure, and a focus on the shortcomings of life so far, a fear of death, and the realization that there's not enough time to create alternatives to regret. The life question might be, so is that all there was to it? What was the point? You can choose to live in a healthy place between integrity and despair. That place is wisdom. You can see the good and the not so good in your life, the desirable and undesirable actions and incidents, and say, I have lived well and I have learned much. I am wiser for having lived through my experiences. I am fulfilled. Position yourself now to avoid despair and be able to look back on your life with a sense of integrity and wisdom and without regret. Decide what you really want. Establish your mission and clarify your values. Decide what you really want based on your understanding of your purpose, your values, your vocation, your mission, and your vision. Increase your self-awareness and social awareness. Improve your self-management and social management. Keep learning and growing. Be more, see more, achieve more, to live without regret. I believe there is one regret from which a person cannot recover. That one regret is turning one's back to God and rejecting His unmerited grace as extended to us in His unique, one-of-a-kind Son, Jesus Christ. He lovingly and graciously offers this opportunity for right relationship with Him as a gift. Like any other gift, it is not earned or deserved. We receive it by faith. Time and space in which we live are not eternal. There will be a point when time and space roll back into eternity and will be no more as we know it. Our life itself is finite. One day we will die and no longer have the opportunity for decision or action. Then the window of opportunity to accept God's offer will close. You can plan, act, and learn to avoid this unrecoverable regret by receiving God's loving offer of relationship with Him. Please contact me for more information on this important part of living without regret, and I hope you'll consider it carefully, take action on it, and live without regret now and for eternity. Thank you for joining me on this journey toward a life without regret. The next three lessons are comprised of faith sticky notes that are actually faith perspectives that you might enjoy on the various aspects of living without regret. Thanks for listening to this course on Listenable. I hope you enjoyed it.